This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. Of course, we're here to see the falls, and we've now viewed them from both this side, the Zimbabwe side, and from the other side, the Zambia side. It's really easy to hop over the border and get both perspectives, and both are really pretty awesome. And when you've traveled a long way to see a waterfall, well, it would be a little crazy not to walk over and see the whole thing from every angle. We didn't take the helicopter ride over the falls, but I could make a pretty good argument that we probably should have done it. These are once-in-a-lifetime experiences, so I guess the right way to approach them is to go all in, to do everything, but I kind of guess that we're not very likely to be flying over the falls, but who knows? We shall see. Regardless, this is an absolutely beautiful waterfall.
It's time for your tech tip. At this point, we are all used to regular video calls. Zoom, Meet, Teams, whatever it is, I feel like we are finally past the point where there was always someone who couldn't log in or connect to the right headset. And webinars have certainly been popular for a while, but I'm always impressed to see how many lawyers are live streaming on platforms like YouTube and Facebook. And the technology has gotten so good and the opportunities so numerous that you've probably found yourself as a guest on a live call or presentation or two, or maybe even hosted a few. And if you're looking to level up those appearances you're making, there are several tools I think will come in handy. The first category of tools is about making your appearance better. The fact that we can just automatically upload a webinar or live stream to something like YouTube is great, but it often means that we miss out on a lot of identification and branding unless there is a lot of post-production done. Thankfully, there are several tools that give you a lot of control over how your video appears, even if you aren't the host of the call. These usually work by taking your webcam video, allowing you to tweak the look and add things like logos or lower third graphics, and then presenting that to your system as a virtual camera so that you can then select it in your meeting software. One that I use fairly regularly is Camo, available at reincubate.com/camo. I've talked about this one before. It lets you do basic things like adjust color and zoom and other aspects of your video, but you also have a lot of templates for adding overlays in case you want to have your name, email, social media links, firm logo, or anything else on your video when you appear on screen. They have a free tier, a subscription offering, or a one-time payment option, and it works with both Mac and Windows. It will use your built-in webcam, an external camera, your phone's camera, or just about any other video source you can connect to your computer. If nothing else, it's a great way to overlay your name and email on your video for free. A slightly more interesting option is available at mmhmm.app. This one works on Mac and Windows too in a very similar fashion, but it's really geared toward presentation features. So in addition to being able to tweak how your video looks, you can also upload PowerPoint, Keynote, or PDF slide decks, or create your own inside of and overlay yourself on top of them, move your video around, and do a few other neat party tricks. You can even use it standalone if you want to give a presentation, record it, and then easily share it with a very nice video playback widget that automatically has slide and chapter markers built in. If you are regularly giving presentations online, either as a guest or on calls you host, this one is well worth a look. It circumvents a lot of the issues that normally come along with sharing your screen, like making sure you have the right window or accidentally showing the world your messy desktop because it's all packaged into the app. Now, my biggest problem when presenting isn't looking good, but that's because I just park a cardboard cutout of Ryan Gosling in front of my camera. It's usually that I don't sound great. Now, mics and audio are a topic for a different day, but what I mean is that I tend to use a lot of filler words and speak way, way too quickly. I once had to give an in-person talk and blew through my hour-long presentation in about 30 minutes. Great for efficiency, but nobody could understand a word I said. And this is not an uncommon problem. The more you speak publicly, the better you get at it, but a lot of us could use any help we can when it comes to being a little more presentable and effective. And here too, there are a couple of options to help out. GetTempo.app is a Mac app that's about $2 a month or $30 a year that you leave open while you are speaking to give you an idea of when you need to slow down. It's an unobtrusive tool that just sends you a notification if you are speaking too quickly. It learns your cadence and will notify you if you have a burst of speech that's too quick or if your overall pace is too fast. A similar app is Speako, available at speeko.co. It's available on iOS, macOS, and soon on Android. You fire it up when you are on a live call, and it listens and provides feedback in real time. It will notify you if your pace is too fast or too slow. It will point out if you are using too many filler words. It will even tell you if you are being a little too monotone, give you an assessment of whether your overall sentiment is positive or negative, and a few other metrics. You can even save or upload calls to assess previous speaking engagements, and they offer other services like live coaching from professional speech coaches. The app has a free tier with basic feedback and an annual subscription or one-time payment for more metrics. Now, some of you are pros and were absolutely made for the screen, but others of us can use all the help we can get. Even if you just use the free tiers on a couple of these tools, they're an easy way to level up your next presentation. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Your job as a leader in your law firm is to manage change. Change is an ever-present force in the business world, and perhaps nowhere is it met with more resistance than within our profession, the legal profession. Picture this. I'm walking through the Vatican. It's filled with the beauty and the history of one of the world's most revered places, and I had the opportunity to walk with a tour guide named Sabina. She was a middle-aged Italian woman, and she was absolutely an expert at guiding tours through the Vatican. As we walked through the Vatican, and as she explained some of the art, we started talking about change, and she helped me, as she talked about Michelangelo, to see the very same problems that law firms deal with today in dealing with change. You already know that Michelangelo painted the frescoes on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, but what you may not be so aware of is that he received abundant criticism of his art. The pile-on was absolutely huge back in the mid-1500s. Change was hard then, and it's hard now. My tour guide, she told me that nobody is ever ready for the new. And I'll tell you what, that really rung true. Nobody is ever ready for the new. New is, it's new. It's different. New is change. New is always resisted by at least some of us. When Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, or when he sculpted David, he wasn't just creating art. He was challenging the status quo. He was pushing artistic boundaries. He was introducing new paradigms. People weren't ready for his innovation. They were comfortable with what was familiar. He encountered a lot of resistance to the changes that he tried to make, and this resistance to change that Michelangelo encountered back in the 1500s, well, it's not a relic of the Renaissance. No, it is alive and well in law firms, lots of law firms right now, today. Lawyers like the way that it has been done before, and we search for precedent. We make arguments about continuing to do it the way it was done last time. We have a strong tendency to resist the new thing. Many lawyers, just like Michelangelo's critics, we resist change fiercely. We cling to the known and to the familiar, whether it's the transition from paper to digital, or adopting new technologies like artificial intelligence, or changing how fees are structured for our clients. But change, it's not only inevitable, it's absolutely essential for growth, for survival in an increasingly competitive legal landscape. Change is happening all around us all the time, especially now. The evolution of paper to digital files, the embrace of AI, the exploration of non-lawyer ownership models for law firms, those sorts of things, they represent just a few of the seismic shifts that are happening within our industry. These changes challenges, they're driven by both the internal desires for efficiency, for effectiveness, and by external pressures from clients, from the marketplace. These changes are happening all around us, and they require law firms to adapt or to risk becoming obsolete. So how then, how can we manage these essential yet too often unwelcome processes of change? Well, it all begins with understanding human nature. People, we need to see the personal benefits of change. We need to understand that we can earn more, that we can work less, that we can achieve greater satisfaction in our work. When we understand that change benefits us, that allows firms to tailor their change management strategies. Understanding that individuals need to see the personal benefit of change, it allows us to think through the strategies that we need to use to motivate individuals. We can pick and choose strategies that work with each individual, everything from gamification and rewards to the more forceful application of the hammer when it becomes necessary. We can strategize our approach to the individuals in our law firms and work to motivate them in just the right way. But effective change management, it also hinges on clear and empathetic communication to the entire law firm. You've got to articulate the reasons for change. You've got to outline the goals to address the potential impacts and the benefits for the organization. You've got to connect with, to communicate with your team, to demonstrate genuine concern and passion for the future of the firm. Nobody is ready for the new. You've got to expect a reaction when you make change happen. You've got to be ready for it. You've got to think it through in advance. You know, change, it inherently induces fear and uncertainty. Your team may perceive even minor adjustments as a profound threat to their roles and to their well-being. They're always watching the changes that you are making and worrying about the impact of those changes on their lives. Your task here is not only to implement change, but also to manage its reception, its acceptance, its integration into the processes of the law firm. So you've got to move forward. You've got to keep moving, but you've got to know where you're going and how you're going to get there before you start. If you're going to implement new policies and new systems, then you need to do it with a structured and inclusive process. You need to bring everybody along with you. By involving your team in identifying issues and generating solutions and testing new procedures, you create a sense of ownership and of buy-in among your team. Regular feedback monitoring, paying attention to what's going on within your organization, and rewarding people for successful adoption, that helps to reinforce the new practices, to turn those practices into habits, to make the new way the way that your law firm does things. Managing the change in your law firm, being proactive about it, it's essential or you're going to be consumed by the resistance. You, the agent of change, well, you have to make things happen, but the resistors, they only have to stand still, to hang on, to lock their arms together and wait for you to move them forward. You don't want to make your job harder by failing to prepare to bring them with you toward the progress that you can see, toward the progress that you're promising to make. Prepare for the change. Manage the change. Making change happen, managing change, it demands empathy and strategic planning and unwavering persistence. Prepare yourself thoroughly. Anticipate the resistance. Whether you're adopting AI or simply changing the color of the office recycling bins, all changes provoke some level of resistance. Be ready for it. You know, it took a while, but Michelangelo's innovations, they were eventually embraced and celebrated. The Sistine Chapel is filled with tourists admiring his work right now, today. The same is going to be true of the changes that you make if you manage them well. So be Michelangelo. Make change happen. Push boundaries. Challenge the conventional. Embrace innovation. Do it for your clients and for your business and for your team. But recognize that there will always be those who resist, those who prefer to stay as they are, those who don't see any progress as a good thing. Be ready, be prepared, see every change that you make as an opportunity for change management. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Victoria Falls, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, and getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there, I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.